Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that kind, warm welcome. It's good to be back. It's always a treat to come to Batavia. And I'm thrilled to be here. My better-looking half, Barbie's with me, so I'm glad that Barbie's here. That's right. So over at GeForce Ministries, we've been very, very busy putting together an event that I'm telling you has been... It's taken a lot of prayer and a lot of planning to get together, to put together. So I just want to share this with you just so that if you cannot make it, just so that you can pray for us, because it's taken a lot out of us and a lot out of our team. We have this massive team where we've been coming together to really plan this prophetic conference that we have next weekend. So we're just going to show you a quick little video clip, and then I'll go right into what I want to share with you tonight if we can. Amen. So we are excited. God has just manifested in just such powerful ways, and we've seen a tremendous response from across the region. So that's exactly what I want to talk to you about tonight. I thank God for all the different gifts in the body of Christ. I thank God for pastors, for evangelists, pastors, and I think I said that already, for teachers, and for the other ministries in the body of Christ. And one of the things that I've found in my life is that for a long time, I started feeling like, why can't I be like everyone else? You ever had that thought? I remember thinking, why can't I be like everybody else? Why can't I just be this graceful pastor who works well with people? I mean, I watch Ryan interact with people. He's amazing. Pastor Marty, forget it. He's greatly loved. Highly respected. And then my pastor, Ron Domino, forget it. Just, it oozes out of their pores. And I remember for years thinking, you know, why can't I do this? And Barbie and I once tried to pastor. We were invited to pastor. So we did, out of obedience. We said yes. And we said, okay, this is it. This is our call to ministry. And I hated it. Nothing against the people. I just didn't have the grace for it. And I remember thinking, what is wrong with me? Why am I broken? Why doesn't it work? And I'd watch other leaders from far and thinking, I don't have that. And what I found out is it took me time and growth and maturity to understand that a lot of what God has put on my life was to step into another role in ministry. And what God has put within me at an early age, I've always had a desire to know the voice of God. I've always had a curiosity, a burning desire to know the voice of God. And what's interesting is that now looking at how God put everything together, how the Lord launched us into a ministry where I would be able to work from that passion to equip God's people to know how to hear the voice of God. So I realized I don't have to be like everybody else. I can be who God's called me to be. And there was a call for who God created me to be. And I remember thinking I didn't measure up. I wasn't good enough. I didn't have the gifts my fellow brothers, my fellow ministers had. I remember I would look at them and I would measure and myself according to that. And the Lord showed me, he said, you could let all that go. There's a reason why you're different, because your gifts are different, and it's okay. All right? So let's start with that. Whatever your gift mix is, God has a purpose for it. God created you the way that you are for a reason, and he has a plan to use you so that the best way that God can use you is by you being you. And the Lord wants you to know it's okay that you are different. Now, different, but walking in the Word, right? Different, but in submission to the Word. Different, but in submission to his lordship. But nonetheless, different. And what I found was God put in my life a prophetic call, a passion for the prophetic, a passion. And prophetic is just a fancy word that means the voice of God, a sensitivity to know what God is saying. And therefore, we've been in full-time ministry for over 12 years. Many of you know, you've attended my classes and my courses and so on and so forth. God has been doing some pretty amazing things in our ministry. I've seen some amazing things over the years, but recently I have to share with you something that God just did this past week. We found out, my dad passed in October, and we found out shortly after he passed that we had a brother we didn't know anything about. So we met him for the first time last week. And as I'm meeting him, I'm thinking, wow, look at what God is doing, restoration. This is fantastic. And I thought I was there to meet my long-lost brother that we just learned about. So sure, we connected, we talked. My family's big. There were about 50 of us, lots of kids, lots of teenagers. Happens at every Thanksgiving and family get-together. But I thought that that was my highlight, connect with my brother. Something happened that I was not anticipating. And I went outside. The house was kind of stuffy, so I went outside to get some fresh air. And when I stepped outside, the teenagers of the family and the children were waiting for me. And they said, we want to talk to you. I mean, they were official and everything. I'm like, what did I do? What? And they said, well, we hear that, you know, you teach on the voice of God. Can you talk to us about that? I was like, sure, I'd love to. So we sat down on the front lawn, and I'm telling you, they all sat around me, and they were riveted. I mean, kids that I could barely get a hello from. And they began to ask me some intense questions. Well, how do you know it's the voice of God? Well, how do you know that you can see? How do you know it's not something trying to trick you to think it's the voice of God? But it's, you know, so they really thought this through. And it was the first time that I could ever recall imparting prophetic understanding to the upcoming generation. It was a two-day event. That was Friday night. I got home and I told Barbara, I said, honey, you won't believe what just happened. The kids cornered me. And they wouldn't let me out. I mean, I kept trying to go back to connect with my brother that I never met. But they weren't letting me go. So we went back the second day, and guess what? They were ready with more questions. The first one started out, can you tell me more of your stories? They were calling them my stories because I was telling them about how I knew and how I grew to understand the voice of God. So I sat with them and I began to share some more, and they were riveted. And finally, one of them asked me, can you ask God to tell you something about me right now? I said, of course I can ask him. I said, God, would you show me something? Well, here's what I'm seeing. And as soon as I said that, he said, wait. Are you seeing something like right now? I was like, yeah, right now. So I ministered to him. And then after I was done, he was like, okay, do him. And they had friends that were part of their, one of my nephews had a friend that was there. He was on his football team. And he brought his friend who was a Christian but wasn't exposed to that. So the friend was up there in the front watching everything. And they said, so when I was ministering to all of them, then I went to the friend. And I said, here's what the Lord's saying to you. And they were all like, whoa. How did you know that about him? And they were so excited, and you could just see the kid was just there like, wow. And it made me realize that it's time to impart understanding to the upcoming generations. It's time that we start to teach and instruct our kids and our children's children that God, who God is and how God loves to communicate. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me. I've got great news for you today, and I learned this a long time ago, but some believers don't know it. The good news is that God is a communicating God, and he loves to talk. The good news is that God is a relational God. He's not here in your face saying, now, I want you to enter my religion. It's not what he's saying at all. He says to you, I want you to know me. And how do you know someone if you don't communicate? I mean, we understand that prayer is important. Well, prayer is us talking to him. What kind of conversation would there be if it's one way? Where Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. God has a voice and he loves to talk. I think that's the most exciting part of the gospel. Yes, we're saved. Yes, we're going to heaven. But while we're walking through the earth, he's not way up there and I'm way down here. That's not how it works. He's involved in my life. That's the power of being a believer. God is active and involved in our lives and he wants a say in your life. He wants to give you direction and point the way for you for the future and say, no, not that way, this way. That's the beauty of serving a God who talks. And I say this everywhere I go, but all around the world today, there are people speaking to rocks, trees, animals, statues, and they're trying to get answers. But you and I serve a living God, a real God. a God who communicates. And here we are, we serve him, and we have full access to him. My question is, are you hearing him? You have full access. Are you hearing him? In the Old Testament, only the prophet could speak. In the Old Testament, it says the Holy Spirit would come upon the prophet, and that prophet had an anointing from God to hear God and prophesy. And we know that. We read about the powerful prophets, but that was the Old Testament. When Jesus died, he changed things. He sent his Holy Ghost. So when the Holy Spirit showed up, which the Holy Spirit is here in the earth today, every believer who's allowed Jesus in his heart, guess what? You have the Holy Spirit. So there are no special people that are the only ones that can hear from God. Everyone who serves Jesus can hear the voice of God. Everyone in this room has a call to know the voice of God and to hear the voice of God and to develop that intimacy with God. So I want to talk to you today about making the supernatural natural. It's time to make the supernatural natural. I used to be made fun of. I used to get laughed at. I would always try to act normal because I had a sensitivity to the voice of God. I loved to hear the voice of God. I would pay attention to my dreams. I would write my dreams down. And somebody somewhere would always find that hysterical. And they would make, you know, some kind of comment that, again, I would feel like, what is wrong with me? And I'd try to act like all the other normal Christians. Hear the voice of God? That's crazy. Ask God to speak to you? Well, that's even crazier. Says who? God's a relational God. Says who? And when you realize and discover that the Lord loves to talk, so certainly we have the Word of God. So when you read the Word of God, you're filled and you're hearing the voice of God. But there are many other ways that we hear from God that we don't even realize. We ignore it. And today I want to talk about how natural the supernatural is. It's so natural to us that I think sometimes we ignore it. We expect angels to pop on the scene. Thus says the Lord. We expect all the spectacular things to happen, and we miss the many things that God ordains to speak to us. Because there was one time that God told Jeremiah, go to the potter's house, I'm going to speak to you. And the prophet went to the potter's house, but when he got to the potter's house, God wasn't really speaking. I'm sure he got there and he was waiting to hear what God was going to say. But when he arrived at the potter's house, he watched and see. All he could see was the potter was working on a vessel. The potter was working on the wheel. And while he was watching the potter work, he noticed the potter messed it up, threw it out, grabbed a fresh lump of clay, and started again. And as he observed the potter do that, then he heard the word of the Lord. Sometimes we're out and about believing to hear from God, and God has ordained something to speak to you, and you've not even noticed it. So we've got to get back to being naturally supernatural. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. Let me read this to you. Paul says, I pray that the eyes of your heart, there's another version that says, the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. Last I checked, my eyes were here. Last I checked, my eyes were in my face. But he's praying for the eyes of your heart. We'll go there in a moment. So that you will know what is the hope of his calling. What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the surpassing greatness of power toward us who believe. In other words, I pray that you could see and understand the treasure that God has for you. There's a treasure with your name on it. And you're not going to notice it unless the eyes of your heart, the eyes of your understanding are enlightened. It's an interesting prayer. Because we have eyes. We have these eyes that we see. Now we've got, thank God for the way he created us. We've got our five senses. We got the ability to see, hear, taste, smell, touch. But that's all giving our brains information in the natural. This is a hard surface. This food tastes good. That's a bad odor. Maybe something's gone bad. So we have all those senses to tell us what's going on in the natural. And little do we understand that many times those senses that God gave us also work in the spirit. And we're able to pick up things spiritually through a gift that's listed in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, the gift of discerning of spirits. Now, this has been a year where I feel like God has had me on a promotional tour talking about the gift of discerning of spirits, because it's one of the gifts that's most overlooked and most misunderstood. The gift of discerning of spirits is the ability to discern and sense what's happening in the atmosphere around you, if it's God or if it's the enemy. You know how this gift works? It works through our spiritual senses. That's right. Through our spiritual senses, we're able to discern what's happening around us. Sometimes you're going through a battle, and it's not a battle. You might think that the battle is what's going on in the natural, when the battle really could be a spiritual battle. Through the gift of discerning of spirits, we're able to pick up revelation from the Holy Spirit as to what's happening around us. So we must learn the supernatural ways of the Holy Spirit and walk in it very simply. I remember when I tried to learn how to ride a bike. I remember my mother bought me a brand new bike. Everybody here remembers learning how to ride a bike. Learning balance was a tough lesson, right? But once you got it, right? You could not ride a bike for a long time, and all of a sudden jump on a bike and you get it again. You don't forget balance. It's the same thing. It's learning the language of the Lord. There's a learning curve involved there. There's a learning curve to see how the Holy Spirit is communicating to you. But once you connect with it and begin to understand and connect these dots, you start walking in a new awareness of it that is always there, which is really cool. So how does God speak to us? How do we make the supernatural very natural and very easily? Well, we've got to take the senses that God gave us and apply them to the Spirit as well. So, for example, seeing. It's great to see all of you here tonight. But I understand that seeing doesn't only work in the physical. Seeing also works in the spiritual as well. And it's one of the ways that the Holy Spirit will communicate. It says that in the end times, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. One of the ways that we see in the Spirit is when the Holy Spirit just gives you a vision. And a vision, the best way to communicate what a vision is when all of a sudden you find yourself getting a picture. And from that picture that was brought to you, the Holy Spirit can be communicating a truth to you. One of the ways that I hear from God a lot is through seeing in the spirit realm. So one of the things I like to tell people is God is showing you more than you realize. I had someone say to me, Hector, I don't see visions. I know you probably do, but I don't. I said, you see more visions than you realize. And here's the test that I like to give in my class. I want everyone to look at me. And while you're looking at me, picture a slice of pizza nice melting cheese and not that flat pepperoni nonsense. I mean, the cupped pepperoni, you know, with the little grease in there, the good stuff. Now, how many of you saw that? Okay, right? We could see it because we have something called our mind's eye. We could see it in our imagination center. And what happens is before we come to Christ, that's our pretend center. We usually pretend and daydream and someday I'm going to do this and do that. But when we come to Christ and we have the Holy Spirit, he uses that as a place where he could reveal pictures and things. And many times when I'm ministering over people, as I'm praying, all of a sudden pictures pop up. And I've learned to pay attention to that and ask the Holy Spirit, what does that mean for this person? And communicate it. And almost always, it's a word that they need to hear. We have to be more sensitive to the things that are popping up in our minds. God is trying to get your attention, and the Holy Spirit will reveal a picture of something that is possible in the natural. Some of you are visionaries, and you get ideas. They like come near, you can see those ideas. You think that's just you creating that? No. That's the Holy Spirit revealing and giving you sight for something that's possible to create in the natural. I remember when I first wrote my first book, the manuscript was done. Now we were editing, and I was like, Lord, I want a nice, cool cover, you know. Okay, and I was trying to come up with an idea for a cover, and, you know, I'm a prophetic guy, so I want eagles and swords and flames and I want angels, headlocking a demon. I want all that stuff. But somebody was like, that might be too busy, okay? So I said, Lord, I need a good picture for my book cover, and boom, something flashed up in my mind that just came up from the Spirit, because there was no way it came from me. It just flashed up in my mind, and I saw it, And I wrote it down, and I'm telling you, our graphic artist got it exactly. And one of the things I get a lot of compliments on is that book cover. We have to begin to learn that the Holy Spirit communicates by revealing and showing us things. Don't ignore the things that, the ideas, the things that rise up in you. There's this whole message I want to start unfolding, and it's prophetic imagination. How the Holy Spirit wants to give you this prophetic imagination. Your imagination, if the enemy gets a hold of it, he'll get you in trouble. But when we submit that to the Holy Spirit, he'll begin to give us ideas and thoughts, and we'll see ourselves doing things. I've had people say, I feel bad. I see myself in ministry, and I don't belong in ministry. I'm like, what makes you think you don't belong in ministry? That could be the Lord showing you he's got plans for you in ministry. So we need to pay attention to those things. We make the supernatural natural by paying attention to what we see. Every morning, Lord, is there something you want to show me? I always spend time in the presence of the Lord. I'll never forget one day I was in the kitchen just loving on the Lord, and I looked at my watch, and it was time to go, and I said, I got to get ready for work, and this was when I was in the workforce, then I remembered, and I ran back. I said, Lord, is there anything you want to show me for today? So I just took a moment, and I was silent before the Lord, and I saw an umbrella. I was like, it's a beautiful day. But there was an umbrella. I was like, well, I think I'm just going to take one with me. And I did. And that afternoon, I had to run to an appointment, and it was raining cats and dogs. And I was worried about my hair, so I was so glad that I had that umbrella with me. God was good. So that's one of the ways that we make the supernatural natural. Believers, we have the Holy Spirit, and he speaks. And if you think the voice of God is only a voice, you're wrong. He speaks in other ways. So he will speak through visions. Another way that he speaks is through all of our five senses. Let's go to smell. Absolutely, I said it. Smell. Because you know that the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians 2:14, thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge. Anybody here ever smell the fragrance of the Lord? Anybody overtaken by a beautiful fragrance while you're in prayer? And you're looking everywhere for your incense or anything, what's on and there's nothing? You know what I'm talking about? It's like the glory of the Lord. It's a beautiful fragrance. One of the ways that we discern what's happening in the atmosphere is through how we smell. It's not all the time, but sometimes. And I've learned not to ignore that. Barbie and I had a friend who was having a birthday party. We were invited. So we went to this house. It was a friend of ours, but her friends were having her birthday party. So we go to this house. Never been there before. We pull up, and right when I'm parking, I told my wife, I said, whoa, it smells like dirty diaper. So it smells like somebody threw a dirty diaper out on the curb. So be careful where when you step out of the car. So we got out of the car. We go in the house. We walk through the house, and we're greeting folks. We get to the kitchen. I'm thinking, it smells in here. And Barbie's looking at me like, stop making that face. I said, it stinks. Then they're like, oh, we have snacks on the table. I was like, no, thank you. Everyone's smiling and having a good time, and I just could not get the smell out of my nose. So finally, I did what anyone would do, any logical person, and I didn't step in anything. So I told my wife, I said, honey, I'm going out. The people are in the backyard. I said, I'm going to go to the backyard, just get some fresh air. And it was out there too. So I didn't understand that day because I was still growing in the understanding of discerning of spirits. But it took me a while to piece it together. I found out shortly after that party, that couple divorced. That couple went through a divorce. Now I understand some things. And guess what? It's not the last time that that thing happened to me. Now I understand whenever I smell that smell, I kind of know that the enemy's planning something dirty there. And every time we enter into those situations, it's not that God is telling on someone else. He's inviting us to pray for people. This will open up your ministry to a whole nother level. So rather than hear that through the gossip lines, God is revealing to you secretly because he's trying to get people recruited to pray, to come against what the enemy's doing to destroy. So when we understand how powerful this is, it opens up your ministry to a whole new level. The supernatural becomes natural simply by paying attention to what we smell, by paying attention to what we touch. At what point Jesus said, who touched me? Because when somebody touched me, I felt power flow out of me. Now we have the sense of touch. Thank God for that. And sometimes when I'm praying for folks and I lay hands on them as a point of contact, I'll suddenly get revelation as to what they're going through. It doesn't happen all the time, but it happens sometimes. And I've learned to pay attention and not ignore those things. As Christians, I think we've learned how to be so quick to say, oh, that's just me. Anybody ever say that? Oh, that's just me. I'm making this up. And you know what I got tired of hearing? Every time something went bad at church, I got tired of 10 people coming forth saying, we all felt funny about that anyway. We knew something weird was going on. Why didn't you say anything? See, I think we've ignored, we've shut down that communication, and we've learned to doubt everything in us. And I want to say to you, it's time to allow the supernatural to be natural in our lives. We can discern and know what's going on through our taste. Because the Word of God says in Psalm 34:8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is. Did you know you can taste God's goodness? I do every time I eat a plate of food. No, I'm just kidding. But also, sometimes when I'm ministering to folks, I'll get this. It's tough to explain. Just God can also communicate through a taste as you're ministering to someone that could have a spiritual significance for that person. Interesting, huh? People ask me all the time, when you prophesy, how do you get that information? It comes through all the senses. Through what we sense, through what we taste, through what we see, through what we smell, through what we touch, and of course, through what we hear. I was ministering to a lady in Ohio, and I'll never forget, we were prophesying over her. And as we were prophesying, I kept hearing a voice in my ear, and I knew it was the Holy Spirit. He kept asking me, where's Charles? And I wanted to say, Holy Spirit, I'm in the middle of prophesying. Do you mind? Because he kept interrupting me, asking me the question, where's Charles? And finally, I asked her, I said, okay, I'm sorry, I got to ask you this question. Where's Charles? So she has this big reaction. Oh, my gosh. He's my coworker. I led him to the Lord. And I invited him to come to this conference, and he was going to come. But this morning, he called and canceled, and I knew the enemy blocked him from being here. I knew God had a blessing for him. And then the Holy Spirit began to speak to me for Charles. And I said, well, that's okay. Get your recorder out. Here's what the Lord says to Charles. And we began to prophesy over Charles. And while we were prophesying over Charles, she was saying, that's him, that's him, that's him. So she left there blessed because not only did God speak to her, but through what we heard, we were able to minister to Charles, who wasn't even there. And it's not because I'm special. Because every believer, you have the five senses that God gave you to navigate the earth. To not crash into trees, right? To use good judgment. But he gave it to you as well so you could discern what's operating around you. So it's time that we begin to understand this gift in you trying to get your attention. When you meet someone and all of a sudden you get that knot right here, I tell you, don't ignore that. The Holy Spirit is trying to help you discern, to protect you, to get you to pray for folks. We never use it to attack anyone or to share anybody's battles of what they're going through. It's always to pray. These are secrets that God is giving us for a reason. The other thing is through our emotions. I always pay attention to how I feel. Whenever I'm meeting folks, whenever I'm walking through property and places, it's always because we are spirit beings. And our senses go right through, and they work in the spirit as well. We pick up a lot of revelation in the spirit realm. I've visited people's homes. It's like heaven on earth. Such a peace there. You could sleep there. It's just amazing. You don't want to leave. And I've been in other homes where I'm ready to run out. As soon as I get there, I'm like, get me out of here. And you can sense that through your emotions. I had a guy come up to me once, hey, I heard so much about your ministry. We shook hands, and he was like, God bless you. And as soon as we shook hands, I felt there was nothing exterior that was showing this, but in my interior, everything within me, I felt fully intimidated, like I was being intimidated. But it didn't reconcile in the natural. He seemed like a nice guy. But I knew already that God was showing me potential intimidation there. So I had to, again, we don't make people our target, but I began to pray about that and come against a spirit of intimidation that would try to come in that way. It happens more than you realize. And what I want to say to you is pay attention, pay attention, pay attention, because the Holy Spirit is communicating from within so that we can be effective ministers as we're out there. Now, this is an outreach church. You guys do a lot of outreach. You're in touch with a lot of people going through different things. I'm sure that as you're praying for them, I'm sure that as you're ministering to them, you're picking things up about them. The Holy Spirit is giving you pieces that's going to minister life and truth to them. And what I'm saying is we have to make the supernatural very natural and very easily and learn how to develop it so that we can step in there and be used of the Lord to be a blessing. I've been prophesying for years and years and years and years and years. I've been sharing a lot of insight for years. Everywhere I go is a mission field to me. I love prophesying at Wegmans. I love prophesying at Walmart. I love prophesying when I meet people. I love prophesying everywhere I go because everywhere I go, the Holy Spirit is dropping stuff on me. I'm sensing things. I got to go back and say, wait, did I just sense that right here? What's going on over here? And I've had to step in and share things. And people are like, now, how did you know that? I'll never forget Barbie was shoe shopping one day. And I was practicing patience. And I was shoe shopping with her, Pastor Marty. You would have been proud of me. I hung in there, man. And I saw this couple over there. And as soon as I saw this couple, I had a sense. I didn't hear anything. I didn't see anything. I just had this emotion rise up in me, this like the heart of God. I felt the heart of the Father for them. I felt God just showing me how much he loved them. I felt such a compassion. Now, that just doesn't happen. That's not me. That's the Holy Spirit speaking to me through what I was feeling. I felt compassion. Jesus felt compassion for the multitudes. And when I felt that compassion, I said, okay, Lord, I'll go. I'll tell them. Because I love giving people good news. I'm a good news giver. I don't tell people, you know, repent of fire and brimstone. No, we got to get people saved, right? But there's also good news in the gospel. And the good news is God loves you. So I went over there and I said, excuse me, I said, I'm just out shopping with my wife today. I'm a Christian. And I said, and I saw you. And I felt like God put something in my heart to tell you. Can I share it with you? No one says no. Praise God. And he was just like, him and his wife looked at each other and they were like, he was like, okay. And I said, listen, God loves you so much. First of all, let me tell you that because I feel his heart for you. It's just strong. He's just watching over you more than you realize. I said, but the Lord wants you to know that you've written a, now I started going into the prophetic because I've activated and I stirred up the prophetic in my life. I said, now the Lord shows me that you've written a mentoring program for young men, but you're discouraged. You can't find funders to help you with that program. Is that right? And he's just like, yeah. And I said, well, God wants you to know he's going to provide the right funders for you to get that program going. So don't worry about that because he's giving you the program. He's going to give you the money and the funding to get it up and running. And by the way, the Lord says he doesn't miss any of your songs because you sing. You sing all the time and he loves hearing your songs. He just takes it in like an amazing concert. So I just want to let you know that. And in the middle of the mall on that Saturday, this stranger gave me the biggest bear hug I've ever received in my life. It's not always true what I hear. It's not always through what I see. It's not always through what I smell or sense. It's a combination. So I always tell God, bring it on. And I've learned just to pay attention and be sensitive and be aware and ask the Holy Spirit, is this you? Is this you showing me? What should I do about this? And then learning how little by little, take baby steps to use that for ministry and to bring life to people. And it's not for me. It's for the body of Christ. Church, you are prophetic. Church, you have the voice of the Holy Spirit. Right now, I'm sure you know somebody that is going through hardship, and God wants to give you pieces to help minister life to them. When you pray for folks, when you talk to folks, don't ever forget to be sensitive to maybe the Holy Spirit on the inside is bringing you something that you can use and minister to bring life. The more you do it, the more natural it becomes to you, and it's like riding a bike. Isn't that good? And I realized last Saturday that I didn't communicate that enough when these young people would not stop asking me questions. And I had to leave it with them by saying, call me if you have any. They're like, uncle, give me your cell phone again. Now they want my cell phone. Okay? Now uncle's cool. Okay? I was like, all right. But it's funny because as we got into all that discussion, one of my nephews showed up and he was just like, well, what about this, uncle? What do you think? Is this okay? And he showed me the biggest Masonic ring on his finger. I said, take that off. So just take that off. We'll talk about that later. But I realized I hadn't shared enough with them about how natural God communicates and how involved. And even these kids who didn't know if they loved Jesus or not, if they want to go to church or not, they don't know. But even as I started sharing all this, they started sharing stories back to me about how God had reached through to them and communicated in different instances of their life and even spared them supernaturally. So praise God for that. So we've got to get back to the place that we are sharing and equipping that God is a communicator, and that we can hear the voice of God. Amen. Can I have some music up here, anyone? Thank you, brother. I think when we realize how much we discern God, we're going to stop calling people bipolar. Okay? There's a whole mood shift. I mean, I'm God is not for people living their life unbalanced. We have to be balanced and in the Word and displaying the fruit of the Spirit. But part of discernment is that sometimes you're fine one moment, all of a sudden, wait, something is different, and you can feel a shift, and we have to learn how to navigate that, which is why this year I'm taking that challenge from the Lord, and my conference this year, the main thrust is going to be the gift of discerning of spirits, because we want people to understand you're not crazy. You do hear, you can hear from God. You can develop this. This can be very easy and natural for you. And God wants to bring your whole ministry to another level. We all have different ministries, but we're all called to hear the voice of God. And by hearing the voice of God, your ministry goes to a whole other level. Father, I thank you for everyone in this room. I thank you for the anointings, the calls, the mantles. Father, wherever I didn't explain it right, Holy Spirit, follow that up and just show them in the Word that it is your will for them to hear your voice. Connect with them, that you're the teacher, Holy Spirit, and that you can help activate the gifts and an anointing to hear your voice. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Can we say amen to that? Let me just share very quickly. This morning, I was taken into a vision during my prayer time this morning. It surprised me. I was reading my devotions. All of a sudden, I was taken into a vision, and what I saw was, I'm not going to go into the whole vision. I'm just going to say, God has put his crosshairs, is that what you say when you're looking down the, when you're aiming at a target, is that right? I'm not a hunter. He's putting his crosshairs on a spirit of suicide. So that's what he showed me in the vision, that he is going after this spirit that is communicating to the young generation, trying to make it cool. And he also showed me that there is an attempt of the enemy to try to get group suicides to happen. So God is exposing that thing, and he's going after that thing to undo that. So that's a thrust of the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven has that as an important assignment this season. So anything we can do to align with that, I just want to say that to you, is that just be ready to minister to someone who maybe has had those thoughts and minister life, because God is exposing that spirit that is trying to take many out early. All right? All right, this young girl, would you stand up? What's your name? Olivia. Good name. Good vibes, Olivia. Her shirt says good vibes. So I saw you during worship, and I saw you up here just loving on the Lord and just with your lost in worship. And I really began to see God like walking in circles around you, and I felt the Lord saying with that. It was very symbolic. He just began to walk in circles, and I saw like this firewall just surrounding you, and I felt like the Lord saying that he is protecting you. He's around you like a wall of fire, and that there's nothing that you have to be afraid of. There's no influence that can come in to sweep you away, but the Lord says that he's established you in him. He's just like put you down where you're growing in his presence. He's proud of the steps that you've taken. You've taken some steps in this season to follow him, and you've committed in new ways. You've committed your heart in new ways, and he sees that. And for him, those were huge steps that you've taken. So he says that he wanted to take this moment to let you know, I've seen what you've done, and I'm proud of you, and I'm proud of the steps that you've taken. And that's courage that you're showing. That's courage that you're displaying, says the Lord. And he's proud of you. So we bless you in Jesus' name. And the Lord says that you'll be known as a person of courage. You'll be known as a person that always has a yes when others say no. You'll be known as one that runs into the opportunities. So you're not to shrink back. I even sense that there's a missionary in you. I sense that there's somebody in you that God wants to train up. I even hear this church is very outreach driven. What's the school that you go to all the time? No. The outreach school. Huh? Yes. LA Dream Center. Yeah. How many schools you guys got? Man. LA Dream Center, something like that. I sense that you're going to be connected, and that's going to be something that's going to burn in your heart to reach out to people and really connect with them there in their place where they're hurting. So God's going to develop that ministry in you, and he's going to make you all right with it. And the Lord says, don't even try to be like anyone else. Be yourself, and he's going to use you powerfully. Amen? Let's give the Lord a clap. So what's your name? You're wearing like the mustard color, yeah. Paige, raise your hands up. I hear the Lord saying that you're a worshiper. You're a true worshiper. You're one that you're going to learn how to worship in spirit and in truth. So the Lord says it's not a performance worship that you're called to. You're called to be in his presence, to be before his throne. And the Lord says, I've put that call on you from a young age, and that you're growing greatly in it. You're maturing in it. You're developing it beautifully. So the Lord says that he sees the sacrifices that you've taken, but there is that call. You are called to that place. So there will be places in the spirit where you go where others can't. Others won't be able to even understand some of what you're saying. God's going to bring you the tribe around you and the people around you to be able to have the right language with you. There's a language that you have from that ministry that you have, from being in that place of just worshiping in spirit and in truth. So it's going to be a lifelong call that God's put on your life, that you're going to walk out. And the Lord says, I even sense Mexico over your life. I believe that God's going to open a door and cause you to be sent forth in such a way that's going to connect you with worshipers in spirit and truth. That's your tribe. That's who you're called to connect with. God's going to make it happen. Amen. So who's this guy with the green shirt back here? Andrew, stand up. So, Andrew, the Lord says your pain will be your promise. Your pain will be your promise. The things that you've gone through that have caused you pain, the very things that you thought that would destroy you, God says, watch and see what I'm going to do through that. I'm going to walk you through a valley that others would say is the valley of shadow of death, but you're going to see life in it. You're going to emerge from there strong. So the Lord says, don't even worry. Is this real? Is God real? I just sense that you've questioned the journey. Is this authentic? Is God really going to do this? You watch and see. I feel like there's a new wind coming behind you, just pushing you forward, a new motivation to allow God to have his way and help you through this journey. There's going to also be a release. When I tell you that I see like a weight of a ton falling off of your shoulders, I see like just something heavy falling off of you that's going to cause you to walk with a freedom that you've not walked in before. It's just going to fall off of you because the Lord says that you're going to step into identity, kingdom identity, true identity, because there's more that he has in store for you. He loves you as a father. He's watching over you as a father. Even now, financially, there's some financial corrections that he's going to help you make so that you can be blessed in the future ahead. But he's got his eye on you, and he's saying to you that the best is yet ahead for you. All right? God bless you, my friend. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, so you got the bun on your head. Stand up. He hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't overlooked you. But what I see is, I see like God is, I saw like sewing. I saw like a needle in a string, and you were being mended. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for. You're being mended, where God is bringing you your heart together in areas where there was just like a fragmentation. The Lord says it's a season of healing and mending and restoration for you, where the sting is going to be removed from your life, and it's time for you to begin to move on to the next chapter. So there's a next chapter, a new chapter for you, says the Lord. And it's time for you to let go of some things that didn't happen the way you thought they should happen. It's time for you to let all that go, for God says, I'm going to give you an answer of peace there, and you're going to be able to move on. There's a tomorrow, and there's a future for you. So don't stay right here. I sense there's a thrusting forward into the future, says the Lord, because you're a warrior. There's a warrior in you. You're a prayer warrior. At times, you've stumbled a little bit, but the Lord says that he's watched over you so you wouldn't fall, and that you are emerging strong in this season. And what's that? You're welcome. But I'm seeing like you're being placed. You're being repotted. Okay, you're being repotted in soil that's going to be nurturing and soil that's also going to be challenging for your growth and for your future. So this next phase that the Father's going to bring the pastoral around you, it's going to challenge you. It's going to be in your face some to help you, to challenge you to grow in some areas because of the call that you have. It's the Father's love for you. So I feel like he's going to cross some areas where you wouldn't let anybody tell you something there. He's going to allow you, he's going to do that. And it's important that you allow that to happen because of the call that you have. So when we have a great call, Father has to father us in a great way. Okay, so there's a great fathering that's coming in this season. Don't reject it. Embrace it because it's good for your future. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. God is good. I didn't know that. All right. So these are examples to show you. I just model it for you, but everyone has this call to hear the voice of God and to minister life to others. Everyone has it. That's what I was telling all my youngins from the family. I says, you can all hear the voice of God. They're like, us too. Yes, you do. Amen. Wow. What's your name? Stand up. Yes. Courtney, it's time for you. It's time for you to start stepping out in new ways. It's time for you to take risks. It's time for you to step out. It's time for you. I feel like God's saying, I'm bringing her out from the shadows. I'm bringing her out from where she's comfortable. I'm bringing her out. It's time for you because there's an expression in you. There's an expression of God. There's an expression of creativity. There's so much that you offer the team that God says, I have need of you right now. I want to bring you forth. I see you writing. And let me tell you, let me just prophesy in you the author's gift. You're going to author. You're going to write. You're going to release so much creativity through your hands that the Father says, it's a divine gift that I've placed within you that will go forth. So he's watching over you and stewarding you. But he says the time for you is now. The time for you is now to begin to move in that gift that I've called you. And let me say that. So a lot of communicating and ministering is trying to understand some of the things we're getting. That's the delay sometimes. And so along with the time is now, I see you going to a certain convention that's going to help you in your skill and in your business. I feel like God is going to give you the right places to go to pour gasoline on that fire and really get that going. And let me just say, I keep hearing Arizona over you. I just hear Arizona. Okay, Arizona is going to be a key place for you for connection. All right, so be blessed. It's time for you. God is thrusting you forward in this hour because he has great plans in store for you. Right, because you're going to develop a lot through the Lord and for his purposes. Amen. Be blessed. Hallelujah. Isn't he good? All right, so who's this brother over here with the crutches? Ralph? Ralph, you don't have to stand up. But I see the Lord throwing you a pass. You're on that field. You're on that football field. And I see him throwing you a pass. And that field is wide open. So I've seen that vision before for people, and I know what it means. It means that God's saying that the options are endless. The potential is there. Run with it. Grab it. Run with it. God wants to do something in you and through you, and he's dispelling this myth, this idea that there's this opposing something that's going to knock you down so you're afraid. No, God's just letting you know, grab it and run. So there are options for you. There are opportunities for you. The sky's the limit. So don't be limited. Don't allow the enemy to limit you. There's more that God wants to get to you and do through you. Does that make sense to you? It does. You bear witness. So catch that pass, brother, because you're going to grab it and you're going to run. And you're going to go. And I feel like God says, tell him I'm giving him a blank check to believe me for great things. So, you know, the Lord loves to bless us because he knows that when he blesses us, we bless his people, right? There's a gift of generosity in you that God's going to cause to just move to a whole new level. So God wants you to believe him for great things. Amen. Be blessed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So, wow, I hear laughter over this lady right here. I looked over here and I heard laughter from heaven. You're wearing the orange shirt. What's your name? So, Barb, heaven is laughing, not at you. They're laughing with you. They're laughing over you. There's a laughter over you. And I've heard that laughter before in the spirit. And I know that laughter is just God saying, this is nothing. Nothing. Any obstacle is just like this faith laugh that is being released over your life, over your loved ones, where God is saying, I'm showing myself strong on your behalf. I'm laughing over your household. I'm laughing and releasing strength over you, says the Lord. So there's a strength of God that's going to overtake you. And when the enemy would try to rise up and bring weakness or make you think that you're weak, understand and discern the laughter from heaven. For God says, you're not weak. Let the weak say, I am strong, because the joy of the Lord is in you, and heaven is laughing over you. So there's a laughter of heaven. It's beautiful. The color green is all over you. It's just, I see green just falling on you. There's just like a maturity. You're going to grow in that revelation, and you begin to walk in that knowledge and that understanding. The eyes of your heart will be enlightened to that truth, and you're going to see the strength of God is in your heart for you and for your family. Your portion will be, people will ask you, why are you not sad? Why are you not depressed? And then the answer is, because I'm strong in the Lord. That is your testimony. So there was a guy on the worship team up here earlier. He was on the end here. Who was he? Ron, where are you? How you doing, Ron? So, when I saw you on the worship team, I heard in my spirit Gumby. Remember Gumby, the cartoon? For the new generation, they're like, who? Say what? What do you say? Gumby is that elastic that, what was he? Rubber, clay, what was he? Like clay? I sense that God is going to be stretching you this season. You're going to be stretched in areas. There's more in you, and there's going to be stretching. You're going to be stretched in new areas to serve in new areas that you would have said, no, not there. So just get ready to be stretched, because there's more that God's going to bring out of you this season. It's part of the season that you're in. I feel like it's going to be a surprise to you. It's going to surprise you, but it's going to be a joyful surprise. Okay? Amen. He receives it. We say amen to that. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm going to hand this back over. Let's stand to our feet. I just want to make a final declaration over us tonight. Father, I declare that your people, raise your hands to heaven. Father, I declare that your people, we have ears to hear, eyes to see, and heart to understand what you would say to us. Holy Spirit, I pray for everyone here that received your message, that you would follow this up with a word to them, to their heart, and that you would help them develop and begin to walk out their communication with you such a way that they can own it and embrace it. We thank you for that and for powerful ministry as a result. In Jesus' name, Pastor Marty, thank you.
Beautiful. So I was standing over here, and I'm hearing everything that you're speaking, and I saw and felt the Lord say, and we haven't done this in a long time. Bring me that down, Kathy. That I'm supposed to receive an offering and sow into your ministry tonight for the weekend that's coming. I have a check in my pocket to give to you, but I felt the word that he declared over our lives, if we want to be a partaker of that, Ryan, come up here and help me. If we want to be a partaker of that, we need to sow into it. And I want everyone to reach into your pocket and do something tonight, because I want this operating in our lives, and I want to be connected to him. We need this in our lives. Amen. Come on tonight. You've been a blessing. So, Courtney, she's going to L.A. You talked about L.A. She's going to the L.A. Dream Center in next month, I think. She doesn't know it yet, but she's probably going to Arizona in February, too. She says, really? And with a bun on her head. Nicole, gosh, my mind just went blank. What she's been through and what you just spoke to her, honey, that's true for you. You are being planted. I don't know where that pot is. You know you have a pot here always. But God's going to do that. This is so, Barbie, what God spoke to you, this is so beautiful. So, Father, we just come into alignment with what you have for us in the season that we're in right now. And I pray, Lord, that as we give tonight, you said if we give unto a prophet, we'd receive that reward. So, Lord, as I give tonight, I'm just declaring and claiming that reward in my life, in my home, my family, my children, my grandchildren, and the generation yet to come. In Jesus' mighty name. Come on, and everybody said amen. Come on, just get out of your seat and come down here. I got my handsome assistant right here. He's working it all out. Come up here, honey, and help me just a minute. Come here. Honey. You're the only honey I got. Come on, babe. Just hold my hand. Anyone else? Hector, you're going to come up and share what you just shared with him. But I want to say one more thing. Last night, I have a row of grapevines at my house from here to Steve, maybe. Maybe a little longer. I don't like grape jelly, grape pie. Grape nothing, don't do a thing with them. I felt the Lord a few years ago to plant them. I was out there last night. You know the scripture in the Bible where it says that the vines that don't produce any fruit, that he cuts them, he throws them into a fire. You know why that happens? Is because if they're laying on the ground, they don't produce the fruit. So I'm up there last night. Patty showed up. She had her nails done. She's out there. Honey, you want me to help you? I go, yeah, pull this and do this. And we're lifting up all these vines off. And I'm thinking about it. And some of them, they grew together. I had to pull them apart. And I'm pulling them apart, and I'm saying to the grapevines, I'm sorry, this is hurting you right now. And I'm tying them up with a string because where I tie them, I put higher, because they're growing so big, I had to put another line for them to go higher. While I'm putting them up there, I'm pulling them around, wrenching them around, I felt the Lord speak to me that I'm the husbandman of those grapevines. And that in our lives, you are not going to hear everything that you always want to hear. Because if you do, you're just laying on the ground. Sometimes you need somebody to come and pick you up off the ground, Joel, and get you heading in the right direction so you can produce what God has for you. I want you to take that away with you. Now I want Hector to come down. Say what you told Ryan. He said, have him come down. He doesn't even remember. I don't know.
It's interesting. Right when Barbie and I pulled up, our treasurer called with a report. Well, he sent us an email of a report of the conference. Lots, you know, it's tough, you know, lots of expenses and whatnot. So we were in an interesting situation. So Barbie said, honey, that's it. We're just going to trust the Lord and give it to God. And I said out loud, Lord, I need a sign that you're going to turn this thing around with the conference. So exactly what you just said has been the sign that we needed tonight. So you prophesied into us. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Honey, where are you going? Honey, come back up here. Why you keep on running away from me? I'm chasing after you for 41 years, and I still can't get a hold of you. Stretch your hands out. Father, I thank you that there will be more than enough. More than enough. I declare it. I speak it forth. And Lord, as we give tonight, so each and every person that gave, I pray in their homes, in their households, in their families, there will be more than enough, God. Handfuls on purpose to be left for them. Thank you for sending your gift into the house tonight, into our lives, God. We pray blessing over them, over their family, and Lord, the season that they're moving into, we ask it in the name of Jesus. Come on, and everybody said a big amen. Amen. I love you. God bless you. Go in.